Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial and our good friend Jonathan During. Here's the key on Thrivent Financial. And actually, I'm going to have Jim on from Thrivent again tomorrow. I want him to talk about this more. But the Stewardship Academy that's taking place is an incredible opportunity, incredible event to engage in all types of different free business interactions for the church, to understand what it is for the church to be to go from a me to a we. And I'm going to tell you right now, that one principle, if churches could change me and go to we, if the churches can move from a center, self-centeredness, to an outreaching mentality, it would be a much better witness in the overall. By this shall all men know you're my disciples by your love for one another, and that love that we manifest towards one another and in caring for one another, taking care of one another. This is part of their process that they teach in a financial realm, and I love that they're committed to it. $165 million they helped to go from in a nonprofit capacity to be given away. That's a lot. I mean, I don't know a lot of people that's a big charity move from my point of view. Here's what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that you can contact them. Any of these events, they'd like you to register, but you can just go there. Just go attend an event. The information is on KPRZ.com. You don't have to, everything in the world is on KPRZ.com. Apparently now the straws have been ordered for you to drink your food directly from the screen at KPRZ.com. That's the key. But the bottom line is the Stewardship Academy information from Thrivent Financial is all over the website. Go there, click on it, find out what's taking place, where it's taking place. 36 different workshops throughout the county. That's quite a few, I think. Isn't that quite a few? 36? Wow. Here's what you want to do. If you have any questions besides KPRZ.com, call Ruth at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227 and tell them we said hi, because I'm going to see him tomorrow. So I'm going to say hi anyway. Can I get into these stories? How you doing over there, Robo? How's things going? Life okay? You doing pretty good?
Just listening to some old 60s music.
Yep. You didn't really want to listen to the show?
No, I'm doing both.
I'm
multitasking.
I see.
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Just a little, I'd rather be out. It's a gorgeous day outside.
Okay. Well, you don't got a lot to go. And then people that are listening, what was that just flew by the window? Did you see that?
That day was what we call a seagull.
That was a big bird. In the reflection off of this glass, it looked like it was a spaceship.
I was going to dive bomb you, but it hit the window.
Okay. Let's talk about the important things. On this day in 1965, Peggy Fleming won the ladies' senior figure skating at 16 years of age. She won Olympic gold. Wow.
Any relation to Ian?
No, I do not believe so. I'll have to see. I'll have to spy into that situation and see if I can figure that out. Good one, huh? The first public school in the United States opened on this day in 1635 in this land. I don't know how they did that, but they did it somehow. They opened a public school. What did they do? They have a bond meeting?
I can tell you exactly what they did, Dave. What they did is they took their hand, they placed it on the doorknob, and they turned it.
Wow. Also on this day, the Osmonds came to the country out of Ogden, Utah. The Osmond family, all the kids came out with the One Bad Apple. Remember that song, One Bad Apple? One bad apple does spoil the whole apple. That one right there. Finally, you got to lighten it up a little, folks. Didn't you hear me just preaching for 30 minutes on like four different subjects? You got to have a little breathing room in there. Finally, for those that don't know, and let me explain this one to you. Today, the official day, you know how we have all these different holidays and stuff, right? You know what today's holiday is? Today, the big holiday, not just a memory for historical purposes, but today's big holiday is Get a Different Name Day. Get a different name day. Apparently, this is a holiday that takes place February 13th, and it's for those who are not happy with their current name. So on this one day, you get to choose a different name to call yourself.
I am dubbing myself Mr. McNutty Pants.
That is such a good one. I cannot believe how good that was. That was very good.
It's multi-purpose, too.
I've been thinking about it, and I keep thinking maybe I'll be anti-disestablishmentarianism Spooner. Something like that. I thought, that's good. That's good. Or I could go, you know, I could do that whole, you know, like instead of being, you know, if you're Arminian or if you're Calvin, to be a Calminian, you know, pan-millennialist kind of.
I think just, for today only, you should be corned beef and I'll be on rye.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Hi, corned beef here.
How do you and do? Now, more of our show, corned beef on rye.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's like you can do whatever you're going to call yourself. The only problem with that is if you get in any kind of trouble, and I'm telling you this right now, and a policeman pulls you over and asks for your ID, do not say my name is Cabbage. I mean, don't do that. Come on. I mean, that's insane. But today only, you can have a different name. Tomorrow, you got to go back to the other name. So if they named you Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you get one day today. So you might want to be like boy or girl and keep it easy. But otherwise, you can if you can spell Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious in Yiddish, now you'd be there. You'd be somewhere. Okay. All right. What does that got to
only
do with
on
anything?
Friday?
That's only on Friday. We're gonna be talking about the movie Noah again in the next segment. How long do I got? Like 4 minutes, 3 minutes?
For you, sir, we have 4 minutes.
You want to cover let's cover the Noah thing now, because I mean, it's just one of those things that, it's a Noah part two.
I've been hard at work on this movie, Dave.
Okay. Well, here, I know you have been, and you've been doing a very nice job. Apparently now, remember we said you just put the disclaimer. We did this Noah movie part one. We talked about it yesterday. Just put the disclaimer up. Everybody take a deep breath. Nobody will get upset. Well, this is Noah movie part two. And apparently this is what's happened. Noah, the movie, one of the problems they're having is they have fixated on these two principles in the movie, overpopulation and environmental degradation. Okay, so let's fully understand what's going on. The movie is communicating that there was overpopulation. And the movie is communicating there was environmental degradation. And because of that, there is a flood. So I decided, hey, I got an idea. Let's read the story, just the one couple of verses, not all of it, just a couple of verses to see what the Lord was thinking. Because I understand where the director's coming from. He's Mr. McNutty Pants. I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's my name.
Oh, that's right. I don't care about that. I care about what the Lord thinks. And here's what the Lord says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 8, as to why the flood came. When the Lord saw that man's wickedness was widespread on the earth, and that every scheme his mind thought of was nothing but evil all the time, the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Then the Lord said, I will wipe off the face of the earth man, whom I created, together with the animals, creatures that crawl, and birds of the sky, for I regret that I made them. Noah, however, found favor in the eyes of the Lord. The reason that God sent the flood is this. No, it's not tough. It's not hard. Ready? Okay. Every scheme of everybody's mind was nothing but evil all the time. Not because of overpopulation. Not because of environmental degradation. It's like one thing has nothing to do with the other. There was no overpopulation problem at all. There was no environmental degradation. You know, it's like there's environmental degradation because they kept firing up them diesel engines.
You know what I hate, Dave, is they're not going to put a disclaimer on the movie. Then people are going to go see the movie, and people that aren't, you know, deeply, you know, involved in their faith are going to think that's the gospel truth.
Well, that's why as Christians, you got to know what the truth is. You got to know what the Bible says. You got to be able to stand in the position of understanding what's really taking place. God wiped out the earth with water because every person on the earth besides Noah was not doing good but evil all the time. Let's just understand again. No overpopulation. Ridiculous. I mean, it's just an absurd idea that it was overpopulated in that short span of time. And then number two, even funnier, is everybody's campfire must have just created all the... Where's the environmental degradation?
Global warming.
They all were firing up their diesel engines. See, oh, well, they didn't have diesel engines. No kidding. See, that's the point. See,
remember, that's, if you think God's doing it again, he said he's never going to do it again. So,
right. Nope. Yep, it's not going to be the polar ice caps melting. I can tell you one thing, though. Everything's freezing. Apparently, there's 49 out of 50 states that have snow. So you know what they call that? Winter. That's what we call it. We call it winter. We've been doing that for years. I mean, you just go put your poor Richard's helmet. I mean, I think you'll find out winter. Oh, that's what that is. Oh, I didn't know. There you go. All right, so we're done with the movie. Folks, it's not environmentalism. It's not overpopulation. It's having nothing but in the people's minds but evil. And the Lord regretted they made him. And so he wiped him out and did a restart, just like you do on your computer sometimes. Restart. Get it? Good. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're giving away our prize package, and it's worth, now I'm told, $80. Woo-hoo! Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Need a body shop? Fix Auto Collision has 10 locally owned and operated centers in San Diego. They will get you back on the road quickly and safely. You have a friend in the business with Fix Auto. Call 1-800-INFO-FIX or visit them online at fixauto.com.
Everyone talks about the right to choose, but no one discusses the implications of that choice. On February 13th, 2014, Life Choices presents A Voice for Life with Lila Rose. Lila Rose has dedicated herself to ending abortion and building the culture of life. At 15, Lila founded Live Action, a nonprofit undercover organization dedicated to exposing the threats against the vulnerable and the defenseless through the use of new media. Live Action works to expose abuses in the abortion industry and advocate for human rights for the preborn. Come hear this dynamic young woman share how she became involved in undercover pro-life work and the national impact it's already had. A Voice for Life with Lila Rose will be held at the St. Michael's Holy Family Center in Poway on February 13th. Tickets are selling fast. For more information or to find out how you can support, please go to lifechoicepoway.org. That's lifechoicepoway.org. Come find your voice and stand up for life.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Hi, this is David from the David Spoon Experience. My father passed away when I was 20 years old. And while he had some pretty good wealth, the government immediately seized his estate funds for review. Now, fortunately for me and my family, we had term life insurance. And with that money, he not only received the proper funeral, according to our family traditions, it was the assistance my family deeply needed. I understand that in radio, we are in the business to generate revenues. But for me, term life insurance is a little more personal. So when I met with Tarek from iBuyTerm and shared my story, he understood me completely. iBuyTerm provides different options of term life insurance coverage with your best interest at heart, finding you the most affordable and most appropriate life insurance for your stage of life. Go online for a free quote to iBuyTerm.com. That's iBuyTerm.com and call to speak to a live person. Call 619-344-2727. That's 619-344-2727. iBuyTerm. Life insurance made easy, affordable, and honorable.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. That look on your face, girl. Some guy brought a sad thing to your happy world. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and suck it to you again.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl. Welcome back. David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple of things you got to know. If you want to get a hold of the show, you take two hands and you put it around your radio. Then you've got the show. There you go. If you want to get a hold of us here at the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
I fooled you. I fooled you. You know, sometimes I do that to people. That's not very nice of me, is it? Here's our package that we're giving away. Ready? Now listen to this package. Ready? I have The Bible, A Story of Christmas and All of Us from Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. $30 right here. It's a companion to the TV series, and it's a beautiful Christmas book. I got a sermon series by R.C. Sproul Jr. I have a movie called This Is Our Time, which, by the way, my wife and I saw. This is a PureFlix movie. She cried like five times. This is one of those, ooh. It is. It's really good. It's one of their better ones. Dr. Jeffress's book, Perfect Ending, okay, which we had him on about 3 weeks ago. Plus, also, Sherry Keege, who, by the way, personally signed this CD for the listeners. All five of these items right here, $80. $80. Five items. A Christmas book, a regular book about the end times that comes from Dr. Jeffress, a movie, a CD, and a sermon series, all of them for this. Ready? Your favorite color. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's
what
you
got to
do.
And Dave, this just in?
Yes.
I'm making an executive decision on the show as the producer. We are also going to throw in, for no additional cost or trivia, a invisible copy of the script for the new Noah movie.
Wow, that's going to be impressive.
It's huge.
It's the invisible copy, though, so
it
nobody
is.
Has to worry about it being environmentally friendly. Unly friendly, or something like that. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You have to know your favorite color. You get all five of these items. Now, it's different because whenever you give away food, I got to tell you, whenever you give away food certificates, I mean, it's like, we had like 35 people call yesterday. It was like incredible. All right, but this is a movie, a book, a CD, a Christmas book, and a sermon series. It's like, come on.
And if you're not sure of your favorite color, now would be a great time to think about that.
Yes, I think you should get to that point. That's right there. All right, so while people are calling, I'm going to, because they're already calling, I'm going to do my DDD. So you can go ahead and take that call. I got, what do I got, like 6 minutes? Like something like that? Five, four, three? How long do I got? Nothing. Four. Okay, well, we'll do something short. Can you have that person hang on then? Have them hang on, and we'll do something a little shorter. I did want everybody to know, by the way, in case you didn't know this, that airport security has confiscated a very important piece of equipment from somebody. Somebody actually took the tiny gun from the Woody doll from Toy Story. They confiscated the little gun that goes with the doll at airport security. So I just want to say, everybody, be safer now when you fly, because they've taken the, you know, Woody from Toy Story and Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3, Woody, the little guy. Basically what it is in the doll, they have this little holster and it has this little gun. And the little gun is I think probably an inch long or something, and it's made of plastic. But the good news is airport security has confiscated Woody's tiny gun. There'll be no more danger to be concerned or worried about. Finally, airport security has got a handle on things. They got the gun from the little Woody doll. Wow. I feel so much better right now that knowing that there's no Woody toy or doll that's on the airplane that's packing. You know, because, you know, that little thing, you know, no, nothing to worry about. Okay, zero to worry about, not an issue. Cool, okay. All right. So what we're going to do, I think we'll go ahead and try and take now. No, Robert Bruce is talking to people, and it's so hard when you're talking to people. But we're going to try and take a break and see if we can get that person on hold, and then we're going to come back. And then I'm actually going to do the Joe Binion. I promise, the Joe Binion one. Really. No, I promise. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Aramco Financial invites you to the Shadow Ridge Golf Club in Vista on February 20th at 6 p.m. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Call 866-600-1130. That's 866-600-1130 or online at aramco.biz.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hi, I'm Julie Hayden, Dean of Behavioral Sciences at Southern California Seminary, with great news. Southern California Seminary is participating in KPRZ's half-price tuition. This means that if you are a new student, your tuition is half price. There are a limited number of KPRZ half-price tuitions available, so call today. We offer a Master of Arts in Marriage and Family Therapy and a Doctorate of Psychology. Our staff includes experienced clinicians with doctorate degrees, and our graduates are working throughout California, other states, and other countries. If you feel called to be a counselor, call us today at 888-389-7244. Our graduates are placed in locations people go to find help with life struggles. We are committed to help you become an effective counselor to individuals and families. Call us today at 888-389-7244, 888-389-7244, or visit us online at socalsem.edu.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We actually had somebody, what was our I just talked to our winner. Our winner's name was Jody?
Jody.
Jody just won. Jody, congratulations. We are very, very happy. She's going to love the movie, I'm telling you. Listen, I watched it. It wasn't one of those things where, you know, where you're thinking, it's not very masculine. No, it's like, no, it's like a really enjoyable, it really is good. So she got that, and she's going to love that book from Mark Burnett. Ooh, man, that's a nice book. I mean, that is nice. That was really nice of them to give us those books. A couple things I do want to tell everybody. I did want to remind you, Robot producer didn't get a chance to hear it about the little Woody, which is really a shame. But, I mean, it's a Woody doll. You see, so it's that one where he goes, you know, you pull the string and it goes, reach for the sky, you know, from the movie.
There's a snake in my boots.
Right, that one. And so he's got a little gun. It's about an inch big. And they confiscated that, and now all airports are safer all over the United States. You know, if somebody goes...
The only thing I can say to that is, wow.
Yeah, wow. I mean, somebody's probably like, hey, you know, that's not funny. No, no, that's actually pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Reach for the sky.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't think that's funny, I don't know if I can help. I might be beyond that. Okay, I want to do this DDD. I've been wanting to do it, and I've got probably about 7 minutes or so to do it, and I want to make sure I get it done. It's got a title. So you might want to write the title down. I hate to do that to Robo Producer and Robo Paul, but sometimes the DDDs have titles. I can't, you know.
Actually, I prefer the titles.
Oh, I didn't know that. This one's called Let's Stop Dwarfing Around.
Does it have to do with Gimli?
No, it has to do with walking like one of the seven dwarfs. You know which one? Dopey. Aha! I was setting that up all the way. Dopey. Not you. Oh. Oh, and by the way, Brian K. Smith comes in and goes, I can't believe you played Michael Jackson when you played One Bad Apple, which was the Osmonds. How do you... What? I guess he never got out of that war of the Jackson 5 and the Osmonds that took place
Dave,
back in the 70s.
What? Dave.
Yeah.
Dopey still wants to know if you need him.
Stop dwarfing around. Okay, here's what I want to say. Now listen to this and tell me if I'm not right. Tell me if this doesn't apply to you, because it will. Job chapter 1, verse 20. I'll give you three scriptures. Ready? I'm going to give you three. Job 1:21 says this. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. That's Job 1:21. Job 2:10. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble in all this? Job did not sin in what he said. Good job there. Job did it, right? Two chapters. Chapter 1 and chapter 2. Go, Job. You know, people talk about Job like, go, Job, go. Go, Job, go. And it's not Book of Job. It's Job, okay? Here's what I want to say to you. Perhaps, we need to mature enough to understand without reverting. Did you hear that expression? Without reverting, as Job did for 30 chapters, between chapter 3 and chapter 32, Job whined and complained about his birth. He didn't like his mother. He didn't like his father. He didn't like his macaroni and cheese. His toaster strudels weren't good.
Job opening?
There was no... You know what? You know why I have you in there? So that I can remind myself that one day I'm going to heaven. That's what it is right there. So anyway, for 30 chapters, if you don't recognize, now Job did great in chapter 1 and chapter 2. But what happened and what people miss is the real story is he broke down. Okay, like he is like, I'm good, I'm strong, I'm doing it. And then, that's what happened. Okay, just so you can understand. And let me tell you what the story of Job is. I've been wanting to say this for such a long time. I want to tell you the story of Job that doesn't get told, and this is the passage that's important. So, RoboProducer, you got to write this passage down because it's kind of the core of it. Job 32, verses 1 through 2. It says this. So these three men stopped answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes, but Elihu, the son of Barachel of Buzite of the family of Ram, became very angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the story of Job. That Job was righteous in the sense of how we would define righteousness. And what was going on was not in his, let's say, perspective, because it was a classic war between good and evil, and good always prevailing. And the Lord was telling Satan, look how good this guy, look how good he did a great job, didn't sin with his mouth. Afterwards, Job then started to quite the rant of complaining, and the reason was this, because he was feeling self-justified as opposed to honoring and justifying the Lord. Listen to the passage. Job justified himself rather than God. What happens is you get frustrated, just like I do. You get irritated, just like I do. And you respond, and you have that blame tendency towards the Lord. And ironically, it's at that moment that this book teaches us we should be acknowledging God has done no wrong. Anything we get, we would fully deserve. It would be irrelevant because every one of us deserves to simply be extinguished for our sins. But we need to spend our time not walking around like dopey, and we need to be justifying the Lord, trusting in the quality of who God is. You know those passages that say God is great? That's referring to the quality of God. So here's the question. The God that you serve, the Lord Jesus Christ whom you serve, just answer this question. Is he great? And if the answer is yes, then let's make an agreement together as brothers and sisters to spend more time justifying God and less time justifying ourselves, because we're really lame and dopey when we do that. So if we want to do good, let's do chapter 1 and 2 of Job, but let's skip those next 30 chapters because we're not doing so good in there if we do that. Here's the thing. The Lord, he's perfect. He loves us perfectly. Let's receive in that. Let's walk in that. Let's trust him in that. Let's do this. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Let's do that. Let's walk that way. That's a cool way to walk. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, the most fattening foods on earth. Oh, your love.
The David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial is proud to sponsor KPRZ Stewardship Academy and their free, no-obligation workshops held at churches all over San Diego County. Topics include college planning, social security, and retirement strategies.
The college planning workshop includes funding strategies, everybody's favorite, the FAFSA, and how to navigate the college-bound process. This workshop is presented by a former Premier League soccer player.
All right!
No, you won't learn how to score goals on the soccer field, but you will learn how to set and accomplish goals for college planning.
These no-obligation workshops are everywhere. Parkway Hills Church in Chula Vista, Redeemer by the Sea in Carlsbad, and at host churches in La Mesa, Claremont Mesa, and Coronado. So now, today, right now, call Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227 or visit KPRZ.com to learn more about free KPRZ Stewardship Academy workshops.
Sponsored by the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial.
Nice!
Escondido Christian School invites you to attend their open house Thursday, February 13th at 7 p.m. Escondido Christian School was established in 1948 and offers a full range of educational services from preschool to eighth grade in modern, well-equipped facilities. For over 50 years, the primary purpose of Escondido Christian School has been to prepare each student to discover and then pursue the high potential that God has planned for their life. Escondido Christian School provides a well-rounded, balanced program that encourages children to develop socially, emotionally, cognitively, physically, and spiritually. You are invited to attend the Escondido Christian School Open House Thursday, February 13th at 7 p.m. Visit esclions.org to learn more about Escondido Christian School, their open house, or to schedule your tour today. Escondido Christian School, esclions.org. Working together with home and church in a biblically based environment. Escondido Christian School. Go to esclions.org to learn more today.
Dear friends, we are here to say goodbye to Joey and Doll, giving them eternal rest in their favorite wood, a pine box.
Pine? We love pine.
No, don't eat the casket. Oh, what the heck? Give me a piece of that.
It's true. Termites love wood. your wood. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. Fortunately, our inspectors know how to find and eliminate termites before they eat your home by using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods. You won't hear termites talking or singing ever again when Ecola's around. Right now, new customers get $100 off any termite work. So call us for a free home estimate, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Hey, don't listen to her. She's not nice to termites.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-BUGS.
Is your home a little cooler this winter? Maybe even drafty? Could be your old windows are letting Jack Frost inside. Has old Jack made your energy bill go up too? Chances are he's only gonna jack it up higher, baby. Cause you know rates are only gonna go up. And you want your bill to go down. You need your bill to go down. You need SurePro Windows and Doors. They can save you money and lots of it, baby. Save up to 40% year-round with high-quality, energy-efficient SurePro Windows and Doors. Get a deal as good as it gets. Get 10 high-performance American-made windows for only $29.99 till February 28th. Restrictions apply. 18 months, same as cash. Finance them, baby. Just mention KCBQ. Go to SurePro.com. That's SurePro.com. You can't handle the cold.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it. Just eat it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Hey, that was one of our guests. We had Weird Al on, didn't we? That was fun. Christian, by the way. I'm your
real
host.
Nice
David
guy to talk to.
Nice
too.
Guy. Yeah, really nice guy. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here. You know, I'm supposed to read that every time. I'm your host. If you're listening to this show,
are
for
you
the
our host,
first,
David Spoon?
I don't know. Am I?
Your name could be Bob Smith, but it says David Spoon.
Who's Bob Smith?
Thought it was you, maybe.
Oh, no. No, I go by my other name.
You know, real quickly, speaking of Weird Al, the cool thing is when you're interviewing him, he's anything but weird.
No, he's really, I mean, it's you know, what he does in his artistic element is just completely different.
Oh, it is.
It's just a completely different kind of element. And then there were some questions. We actually had some people in the station. Well, I don't know. He is a Christian, a strong believer, but he is in a not in a pastorate. He's an entertainer. Come on, folks. He does parodies. Anything that makes you laugh that's clean and decent, I like that.
Okay, I think it takes more talent making fun of songs for his entire life than it does creating an original song.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're off on that. Besides this, a merry heart makes like medicines. That's a fact. Okay. Most fattening foods on the earth.
Ooh, and I like them all.
People are going, why are you doing this? Because if I'm going to be tormented, so are you. That's why.
I've seen this list you showed me the other day,
yeah,
and I hate
two,
like
three,
the top
four.
Three.
Well,
they're good.
All five of them. There's the top five. Ready? Every one of these, I absolutely love.
And some of them people are going to find out. Some of them you don't think would be. I mean, yeah, they're maybe not great for you, but you wouldn't think would be that fatty.
These are the fattest foods on the earth. That's what they say. Now I don't know how do they measure that. I mean, I guess there's a way to measure it. Number five. Ribs.
Not going to stop eating those. Sorry.
Yeah, the odds of me not eating ribs is zero.
Okay, but the real question is, David,
minus 50.
Beef ribs or pork ribs?
I like pork ribs.
I'm a beef rib guy.
But I will eat both, but I like pork. I like and tons of barbecue sauce.
Oh, yes.
So now I got a vision in my head. Anyway, there's an excess of 38 grams of fat in a normal order of ribs. That's quite a bit of fat. Number four, another huge favorite of mine, fondues.
Never really been a fondue guy.
Oh, no way. I love fondues. And the wife, oh, man, when she does the dessert, she makes milk chocolate fondue, and then she cuts up strawberries, bananas, and different things like that, plus a sponge cake. And you dip it in there, and it's like,
see, that just doesn't even grab me. But my girlfriend, on the other hand, she loves fondue.
Oh, I love fondue. I've been to every fondue place that I can. I love those.
Melting pot?
Yep, 20 times. Yeah. Well, okay, 10 times. Yeah, okay, maybe 12 times. Number three, steaks. Oh, by the way, fondue's 50 grams of fat. Steaks.
Okay, question. Favorite cut of steak?
Wow, that's a good question. I like...
For me, it's no, hands down, it's ribeye every time.
No, I like ribeye, and I like the filet, and I like filet mignon, and I like New York's.
I mean, they're all different.
Yeah. I like porterhouses. That's the fact. I mean, that's just the truth. If I'm picking one, it's like I want the New York and the filet. So, yeah, I'm going porterhouses. Sorry, folks. Everybody's out there going, hey, be quiet. You're making me hungry. Yeah? What about this one? By the way, in steaks, 79 grams of fat. Okay. This is one of my absolute favorites. And number two, not number one, number two, pecan pie. Oh,
I was telling you also yesterday, just had my first pecan pie this last Thanksgiving.
Delicious.
Great.
Isn't it delicious? I mean, it's just like, oh, I just, okay. And then, and this one, I don't understand how it's number one, but you picked it. It's amazing. Chicken fried steak with cream gravy is like the number one fat content in food somehow.
Yeah, it's one of those. I mean, you I think, yeah, okay, because it kind of looks semi-unhealthy because of the coating, but it's not. Could it be that bad for you?
I see. This is the thing. Whenever you get these kind of lists, it reminds me of polls and studies.
So it's really true.
I mean, it's like polls show half of America is not going to live for, 75 more years.
Well, Dave,
really?
That's why we don't rely on Poland.
And then that's a good one. And then studies. The studies are the best. The study shows.
Study show.
You know how you can do a study? You can look at it and go, I have studied it. It's a study. How does that work? No, we use empirical evidence. No, you don't. You do not. You use observational science, and then you make assertions based on observation. What if your glasses are off?
You can do it from a group of five, and it's still a study.
You can talk to a rat in a room and go, I have studied rat-itis. You know, what is that? So you talk to a rat. He has the ability to steal cheese. Congratulations. I don't know, man. I just don't get where people, everything's a study or a poll.
All I know is every single thing on that list, still eating it.
Nah, there's not a chance any of those are going by. People have said to me, you're going to die at least 6 months earlier than you would have. And I said,
and I guarantee David says, I'm going to die happy.
Yeah, I'm going to die with a smile. I mean, 71 years, and for me, it's 84 years. So 84 years and 6 months of misery, or 84 years and 1 month of I'm just a happy guy.
I'll take B.
Yeah, come on. Come on, folks. Come on. Everybody knows what you got to do there. Okay, I want to do this one thing, and this is actually for my brother. I know that sounds kind of weird because I talked to him the other day. He had a surgery, and him and
How's
I talked
Billy
yesterday.
Doing?
He's doing good. He's doing good. But he brought something up that really jogged my memory. I want to be careful because I got about five minutes, and I'm going to do it carefully. And then on our very last thing, we're going to do our Facebook post. But on this one, this is a really, really intense one, and I want you to – if you're listening to the show and you get something out of it, this is one of those that you will get something out of it, but it comes from testimony of living. And so I call it spiritual observations. So yesterday, my brother and I were talking, and he just had this surgery. And it wasn't a huge surgery, but it was a surgery. And anytime they put you under, it matters. And so him and I were both involved years and years ago in what we would call a bona fide cult. I mean, it was very cult. And when I say cult, I mean close to Jim Jones style stuff. This is in the beginning of our Christianity. So we didn't know anything in scripture yet. We were just learning it. And so anybody could have, we didn't have any training. And it's one of the dangers, I guess, about getting saved and not being connected to any kind of denomination or church group. That's true. We thought we were connected. So in going through this process, both him and I both were delivered, I would say, from that cultic experience by rather graceful elements. But he told me something that blew my mind that I forgot about. I mean, I just completely spaced it out, and it was a really interesting point. And that is, him and I and a few other people went to see James Robison, who is a preacher. He's a teacher. And back in the 80s, he was a lot more, let's say, a lot more popular, a lot more active. Okay, we would do this thing where ministers would come in and we'd see them speak, and they were big ministers. I mean, you get involved from Billy Graham and Oral Roberts and James Robinson, and they were all these type of preachers. And afterwards, it was a pastor's and a minister's gathering. Afterwards, he went up for prayer because James Robinson was praying for people. And here's what my brother reminded me of. And this is kind of a weird thing, so I want you to listen because it's really interesting. He prayed, James Robinson prayed for him, that Billy would find freedom from bondage. Now listen to this. In the next 30 days in his life. And when Billy and I were talking about this, he told me, you know, it was less than 30 days from that prayer that I got out of the cult. And I was like, wasn't it? Like, that guy prayed for you, and it wasn't that guy's personal prayers were super powerful and stuff like that. That's not the point that I want to bring up. But he prayed for him specifically, probably didn't know the situation, just prayed, you know, Lord, to free him from bondages in the next 30 days. Within 30 days, less than 30 days, he was out of that church cult that we were in. And so I want to tell you what the point of me telling you this story is this. This is the point of the story. Prayer works. I mean, it's real. It works. And people go, that's coincidence. Well, I've had like 10,000 coincidences then. Statistically impossible. And you've had that too, folks, where you've had prayers and it happens and it works. You know, the bottom line is the answer can be yes. And I want you to think of it in those terms. That don't be so afraid to come before the Lord or to have people pray for you and to pray for yourself and to pray for others and to be as bold as to believe the answer is yes. The Lord answers prayers. And when he told me how within 30 days of him being prayed for, he was delivered from the cult, I was like, man, that's an outstanding testimony. And you don't think of it in all those terms, but you think, hey, listen, you're having struggles in relationships or with your kids or with your work or with people you deal with. You know what? Prayer works. It does. And God can turn the heart of the king in any direction he wants, the Bible says. He turns it in the direction he desires. And in your situation, your circumstance, even with people over you, God can change that. But you got to talk to him. You got to commune with him. You got to hang out with him. You got to hang out with others and let others pray for you. And you pray for others because you'll find out something that's getting lost, I think, in a lot of minutia. And that is God still answers prayers, your prayers, my prayers. So we need to pray and watch the Lord work. I just thought it was a very cool testimony, so I was really kind of blessed by it. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, folks, it's Facebook post time. Yeah!
David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you are in the market for a new car, you have to go to TrueCar.com. They have the most comprehensive new car pricing information available to make sure you never overpay. Save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com today.
Our pets are our fur babies. They brighten up our lives with love and affection, and it's so very difficult and painful to lose one. Dr. Christy Freeman with Graceful Departure Pet Center understands what it's like to lose a pet and wants to provide a place that offers gentleness, compassion, and caring to animals and their families in their pets' final moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Christy Freeman. In 2002, God called me to provide at-home euthanasia and hospice services. Now he's giving me a new ministry by adding alkaline hydrolysis aftercare services. Alkaline hydrolysis is an environmentally friendly, gentle alternative to flame-based cremation. I totally understand how difficult it is to lose a pet. My goal is to make the process as peaceful and gentle as possible.
We all hope we'll never need this number, but if you own a pet, someday you will. Let Graceful Departure make this time as painless as possible. Call 619-741-5366 or go to GracefulDeparture.com for more information. Caring, compassion, a graceful departure.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program.
To see if you qualify,
call 800-619-2100. That's 800-619-2100. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-619-2100. 800-619-2100. That's 800-619-2100.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
On DVD and Blu-ray, Grace Unplugged. Movie Guide raves, tremendous, one of the best Christian movies ever made.
Now I have what it takes.
This is not about the music. It's about everything else that goes with it.
Fantastic, says BeliefNet. Remarkable and inspiring, raves the Dove Foundation. Grace Unplugged. Starring A.J. Mashaka and James Denton, with special appearances by Jamie Grace and Chris Tomlin. On DVD, Blu-ray, and digital HD today. Rated PG.
Don't miss one of Southern Gospel Music's most honored groups, Sunday, February 16th. The Collingsworth Family at Skyline Church. You've heard them on tour with the Gaithers. Recording artists, the Collingsworth Family at Skyline Church. 5 p.m. Sunday, the 16th. Tickets range from $16 in advance to $25 for the artist circle. Get tickets online at skylinechurch.org or call 619-442-5941 or 619-660-5000.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you know you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, you can go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because I will say weather is, it's just beautiful out. It's just really nice day.
Feel sorry for the people back east.
Who? Oh, you know, that was something I wanted to bring up. We'll go out with the other, I want to go out with the Facebook post, but I do want to point out there was this big headline that said Valentine's Day ruined, and they were talking about the weather. I'm thinking, it's not ruined for me.
Over here.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and I'm not trying to say that to the disparage of them, but one national headline does not represent the country. And you got to be careful when they say stuff like that, because everything they say in a headline is to grab your attention. And then once they got your attention, you find out it's not quite the way that they're saying it. So it's to me, I'm concerned now because everything is about that process. It's like, that's not even an honest process. It's like you know, I don't like that personally. Okay. Let's do a quick review of our Facebook post, which is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. A wonderful portion in Scripture that really is encouraging, I think. And it says this. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Listen to that. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. I'll tell you one thing that I know. I don't know a lot. I don't. I really don't. I mean, I'm an observer, but I don't know a lot in the sense of, well, I know about chemistry, and then I know about, you know, cars. And no, I don't. I don't. But I know this, that people that give up most of the time give up too soon. I mean, it's not – the comment I want to make to that is people will abandon too quickly. And sometimes you got to sit there and plug away. And if it's not going the right way, like we just talked about before, prayer is a terrific element to introduce into any situation. But if you're working on something and you're not seeing it the way you want it, lose the definitions they give for in media. You know, well, repeating something, expecting a different result, that's what they call insanity. It's like, oh, that stuff's ridiculous. If that was true, you'd never try and lose weight. I mean, that's just, those type of things are just so buffoonery. It's unbelievable. But here's what I want to say to you. Don't give up too early on something. If you're working at it, you believe it's part of what you're supposed to be doing. If you're pushing for it, if you're pushing to conquer it, to overcome it, to do what you got to do in the Lord, keep pushing, keep pushing. If the Lord is encouraging you to go forward, don't stand still, don't lay down, and don't quit, don't give up. And that's one of the things that the scripture is saying is, look, don't get weary in doing good. You're going to reap a harvest. Now, some people won't reap some of that until they're in eternity. That's true. But you will still reap the harvest. So don't give up. And too many people do. So let's go back to that famous speech that Winston Churchill was supposed to make to the Harvard graduating class. The one where he said, never give up, three different times. That's what you got to remember. Don't quit. Don't give up. Follow the Lord. In the Lord, anything can be done. Even if you've been working at something for 20 years, don't quit. Because you know what? Deliverance is not so far away. And the reality is that God is for you, not against you. Think of it in those terms. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're taking a 22-hour break, and then we'll continue with the insanity with Spoonanity tomorrow. How fun is that?
We've come a long, long way together.